Troy Crawford, the florist at Hy-Vee, is a co-chairman with me, and we are planning on Thursday, August the 2nd, taking entries in the flower show from 8:30 to 10:30. I know it's been long and hot and dry in our area, but we hope that there are still some flowers that people can bring in and show off how pretty things can grow here in North Missouri. The judges will come in at around 11:30 to judge the entries, and ribbons will be awarded. There's also special prizes for certain ones that outshine all the others. We have the Best of Show Award. We have the Junior Member Award. We have the Most Unusual Flower or Plant Award and the Grand River Garden Club Member Award. We also have the Tall Families honoring Betty Tall and giving out a Creative Flower Award this year. We have many different categories. We have container grown, so if you have them in a flower pot, bring them in. We have a rose category. We have annual and perennial category. We also have bulbs, shrubs, herbs, and grasses category. And our last category is design, where you take flowers and you make them into a beautiful table arrangement design. And if you're wondering what you can enter, I put handouts at the public library here at KTTN and the Republican Times for those of you that do not have a computer and can't print off the entry list. So there's printed copies for you to pick up at any of those three places. It's not just me at the fair. I will tell you, I have a lot of volunteers from our club, the Grand River Garden Club, also community members that I know I've asked to help me. 4-H and youth and scouts, we're hoping some youth bring arrangements and some flowers and get interested in the flower show. We're also very happy to announce that Hy-Vee is going to help sponsor this year as we're venturing out and trying to make it bigger and better. So we're excited that Hy-Vee is going to be a flower show sponsor for us. Judith Urich is going to help people arrange flowers in the back room that have never won a ribbon or had done flower arranging. She hopes to help youth if they bring in flowers, and garden club members are going to bring in flowers and vases, and she will help them arrange them in a way that would look beautiful so that maybe they can enter them into the fair.